Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
The only cure I know for the Monday blues is
the Bob and Sherry Show.
So, Monday's the big day, huh?
New moon on a Monday.
Monday.
But it's Friday night. Can't you do your homework on the bus Monday morning?
I don't like Monday.
Sounds like a case of the Mondays.
I don't like Monday.
Okay, everybody. Get used to this, because we are going to be standing here every Monday for the next 7 Mondays.
Now, from the Bob and Sherry Studios, it's Bob and Sherry.
Happy Monday, brand new work week. I have to tell you guys that I follow a lot of accounts on Instagram and Threads that post, little motivational nuggets. And I love that kind of stuff. Like, I just absolutely, I screenshot them, I save them, I send them to my friends, I share them to my Instagram story. And one of them that I saved just recently was, make a point that the first thing you see when your day begins is something uplifting, which means I wake up, I turn the alarm off on my phone and I scroll for a little bit before I get my day started. And after I saw this, I was like, yeah, I need to not start scrolling news. I need to go scroll pictures of kittens and puppies and capybaras and some inspirational stuff. And don't you know? So the other day, I had just made this commitment that I was going to be starting my days off with positive, inspirational information when one of our listeners, Jen Early, DM'd me in my Instagram, and she sent me the most, like, you want to talk about just weepy, sweet, wonderful, life-affirming thing. It was a story from a local TV station in Maine about this couple. He's a World War II veteran, and his wife. They just celebrated their 78th wedding anniversary.
That's amazing.
No.
78.
Oh.
And so I thought, in the spirit of everyone starting their day with something good and decent and wonderful and positive, that we would play a little bit of that for you right now.
It was December 22nd, 1939, when Marion and Fielding Lee said their I do's. 78 years later, they are still going strong. Their secret?
Don't go to bed angry.
Have a good wife for me. That's a secret for me. She took good care of me.
They say there has been a lot of give and take over those 78 years, and more importantly, they have shared their lives with each other. Fielding admits to having flirty eyes when they first met. And the first time he asked her out, he got turned down.
She had a date going, so I kept trying, and I finally got a date.
This is a picture of Marion and Fielding's first date, 1939. They went to an amusement park in Chicago. They took a ride on the Tunnel of Love. And I think it's safe to say, after 78 years, they got stuck in that Tunnel of Love.
When we got in the dark, I reached over and pulled her close to me, and I kissed her. I've been kissing her ever since, 78 years later.
Marion remembers telling her mother about her plans to marry Fielding.
Well, I told her, Mom, I'm going to marry Lee.
You're very old here.
And she said, Are you sure?
She was sure. And today, they shared their day with residents of the Chesterwood Village Retirement Community in Westchester. Their youngest son couldn't miss it.
It's pretty amazing. They're amazing people. They take great care of me. They've been great parents all my life.
Fielding still carries the picture he looked at every single day while serving in World War II.
We still love each other, and I'm blessed to have her.
And after 78 years together, singing to your bride never gets old.
Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile. Because of you.
Oh. What a voice. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? What a voice. Good heavens.
I told you you were going to love it. Does that not? Awesome. Now, don't you just feel like you are set up for a better day today?
Yes.
Don't you just feel it?
No, yes. I feel like a complete failure. I've been married 3 times. This guy, 78 years.
Add them all together, though. Add them all together. That's a lot of years.
Yeah.
Stay positive. Yeah. Add them together.
My parents were married for 75.
Good Lord.
And my That's father right. would sing to my mother as well.
Is that may be part of the secret.
I think,
you know what, though? I think I've been married 3 times because I was singing to my husband. Yeah. I think that might be why they left.
They all hit the door.
They said to my father, they said, well, how do you get married that long? And he says, you take the word I out of your vocabulary. And I think mostly that's because that's what my mom told him to say.
We got a big old Monday show for you. We're going to keep it positive. Well, except for, you know, in morons in the news when people are throwing bowling balls at each other's heads. We have Kathy Ferris, comedian. We have a round of Bob and Sherry small plates. And we're going to tell you about how something in your pocket might be worth thousands of bucks. And you don't even know it. It's Bob and Sherry.
It's the Bob and Sherry off-air podcast called The Oddcast.
I was listening to the podcast.
With stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show.
Podcast.
Talking Lamar's, talking cooking steak.
Man, that's well done to me. He said, ask me, all you gotta do is knock the horns off of it and wipe its ass and put it on the plate.
The Bob and Sherry off-air podcast called The Oddcast.
I heard your podcast. Yes, please go on.
On the free Bob and Sherry app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's done it again. Sherry Lynch named one of the most influential women in radio. It's Bob and Sherry. Sherry.
What a Monday we're having. We all committed that we're going to try to like be kicking our days off with really positive stuff because I saw something that like a life coach posted on Instagram and it really inspired me. So we started with that couple in Maine celebrating their 78th wedding anniversary, and we're going to post that news story up on the Bob and Sherry Facebook. So yes, guys, let's keep it positive. Who wants to keep it positive? How about you, Lamar?
Yeah.
Want to keep, well, wanna keep
I,
positive?
I have something, but I don't know that the bear eating a family of ducks as the children are watching is very positive.
No, I would say
maybe
not.
Is that for real?
Maybe I should keep that story to myself. Well, it's a happy story for real? The bear. Yes. In Seattle, at the Woodland Park Zoo, all the parents are there and they got their kids and they're having a lot of fun. And so, you know.
That's good. And kids and parents at the zoo having fun, Lamar. That's good.
They're having a great, great time. And a mama duck is paddling along. She's got her little ducklings right behind her. And she wound up being probably in an enclosure she shouldn't have been in, I guess, because she's floating around the pond. And Juniper, a 2-year-old brown bear, walked up, came up out of the water and looked and said, well, she's looking. So she reaches out and she grabs one of the little ducklings and she took a big bite. And evidently she liked it. So then she cornered the second duckling and she began to eat that one too. And there's a video and there's a little girl screaming out, that's not nice. That's not nice. Stop that. And people are gasping and they're going nuts and Juniper's just going to town. I mean, just going to town and people are smacking the glass, trying to get him to stop. And the children are screaming and they're hollering at the bear. And
my goodness.
Some lady's like, can you just leave him alone? Leave him alone. Leave him alone. And another duckling comes swimming away. And
we probably shouldn't do that story since that would not be in the vein of let's be positive.
When is the Disney movie coming out? When is the Disney movie coming out about the incident? Because you know there has to be one. Like one survives and it ain't the mama.
Yeah. Boy, the cycle of life. You know what I'm saying? The cycle of life.
Wow.
This is the sort of thing. There are two kinds of kids in the world. There's the kind of kid who's like, mommy, the bear, the ducks. And then there's one of my kids, which is like, mommy, the bear is eating the ducks. Does the bear eat the ducks, mommy? And that's what I hear about for the next 4 years. Mommy, remember when you, and it starts to sound like this. Mommy, remember when you made me go to the zoo and watch the bear eat the ducks? It stops becoming about the bear eating the ducks. It starts becoming about my poor parenting judgment.
That's what my daughter, here. Landon, if she were there, would have to be hospitalized. She would have to be hospitalized, Landon, seeing that. I just about would. Yeah,
that is.
Landon would never recover from that. Would never. No. Meanwhile, Olivia, by the time she got to middle school, she'd be writing essays on how my mother made me watch The Savagery of Nature. I know how that goes. I got no doubt about that.
Well, wow. Lamar.
Well, we're not going to do that story, Lamar.
Yeah. Okay, we're not doing that one. Okay, all right.
At least not in depth. Yeah,
let's move on to something else.
Woo! Wow. Yeah. But, you know, that is the thing. Like, that is nature. It's so hard to explain nature to your kids. Because, I mean, I remember being a kid and, you know, living out in the wilderness. Nature is very, very ferocious. Nature is not modified at all. And the first time that we heard coyotes and wolves dragging elderly and sick elk down onto the ice to eat them, the god-awful howls and
I'm like, keep the party going, Sherry. What are you doing? Good.
You know what my father said to me? Took a cigarette out of his mouth and he goes, "What, you think they eat peanut butter and jelly?"
Tender.
Well, hey, parenting.
Yeah.
We got morons in the news next. It's Bob and Sherry. Morons in the news is sponsored by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here we go.
It's Bob and Sherry.
The craziest,
moronic,
asinine,
with morons in the news.
TSA agents at Miami International Airport found a slithery surprise 3 days ago. The TSA said a man was caught trying to sneak a bag of snakes through a checkpoint. And here's the kicker. He was keeping them in his pants. He dropped them right down the front of his pants. They're very small and pinkish. I've never seen any snakes like these. They're pink and they have a little red face, very exotic looking. They removed the snakes from his pants and they called the U.S. Customs and Border Protection people and they turned the snakes over to the Fish and Wildlife and put this guy in the jail. I just have to say, man, if I'm a snake smuggler, I'm going to strap that thing to my leg, my knee, my back. I am not putting that bag of snakes down the front of my pants.
I'm just not going to be a snake smuggler. I'm making that a proclamation.
That's the right stuff. Unlike you guys, I can't help it.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Oh, wait, listen. Very good. Very good.
Is that a bag of snakes or are you? Yeah, right.
Yeah. In Metairie, Louisiana, the mother of a 7-year-old kindergarten student was arrested last month. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Department said they found the child with 4 ounces of cocaine while at school in Metairie. Maria Zelia is now facing several charges, according to the police department. A teacher reportedly saw the bags and alerted the school leaders. Deputies said they found the cocaine in 4 bags inside the child's cubby at J.C. Ellis Elementary School Kindergarten. WDSU reached out to Jefferson Parish Public Schools and was sent the following statement. We found the cocaine, we called the police, and we're letting them handle it. I want to point out my own personal self that I did not attend kindergarten, and the reason is my mom did not want to take a chance that I, too, might get sucked into the world of drugs. She wanted me to stay clean. That's why I didn't go to kindergarten. Exactly. Just saying.
I'd love to know this. How did that happen? I mean, number one,
it was her cocaine, I'm assuming. Yeah.
A kid that age is pretty hyper anyway. He doesn't need any help, right?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. That's where she was hiding, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to Miami, Florida for today's moron of the day. It is a wonder Nobody was killed. It was, and you know, nothing good happens after midnight. And this was 12:45 a.m. at a bowling alley. A crazy multi-person brawl broke out in this Miami bowling alley. Seven people were fighting in front of bystanders at the Lucky Strike bowling alley. One woman picked up a bowling ball and chucked it at another woman and hit her in the head, knocking her out. I mean, can you imagine getting hit with a bowling ball? Miami police spokesperson Michael Vega said, dude, bowling balls were being thrown left and right. Let's see what local news did.
So caught on camera, this wild scene, a night of bowling quickly escalating into an all-out brawl with people throwing very heavy bowling balls at each other. The wild melee happened late last night at the popular Lucky Strike in downtown Miami. Local 10's Roy Ramos is live with the video that police want you to see. Roy.
Yeah, Nicole, this all happened on the lanes inside of the bowling alley. One woman even hit in the head with a bowling ball, and all of this captured on cell phone video. Well, it's police who now want to find the people involved.
Violent night on the lanes at the Lucky Strike bowling alley in downtown Miami as more than bowling pins hit the floor. Cell phone video posted to Only in Dade capturing bowling balls, fists, and drinks seen flying through the air one moment. The next, a bowling ball hits one woman in the head, appearing to knock her unconscious.
Did she throw a bowling ball right? Oh my God, is she okay?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Downtown Miami visitors reacting to the shocking video now circulating on social media.
Do you realize that all three of our morons today were from Florida and two of them are out of Miami? It's a Florida trifecta. Hey,
it's the season. What can you do? We'll get it posted up on the Bob and Sherry Facebook straight ahead. Comedian Kathy Ferris, Bob and Sherry's Small Plates. And you might have something in your pocket right now that's worth a fortune. And you'd never guess it. And we got the details coming up. It's Bob and Sherry.
Instant access to the podcast, and fun side. Just download the free Bob and Sherry app.
I have so much respect for the unhinged geniuses at Nabisco who come up with these Oreo cookie flavors. You know, like mint Oreo cookies. Those are kind of good. And
lemon.
I didn't like the Twizzler flavored. The lemon, not with the chocolate for me, but, you know, there have been a bunch. But Oreo has a new cookie flavor out. And even fans of the Oreo collaborations are like, this is so disgusting. And it hits store shelves today. Okay? Uh-huh. Today. It's Sour Patch Kids Oreo cookies. So
they use
the golden Oreo, not the chocolate. So because the chocolate Oreo with Sour Patch. So they use the golden Oreo cookies and there, you can see little speckles in them of Sour Patch Kids and then Sour Patch flavored cream filling. And they did taste testing. And here are some of the reviews. I wouldn't give these to my worst enemy. Ew. Dude Wipes, which is a flushable brand of wet wipe toilet paper for men. Dude Wipes said, this is going to be good for our business, which is, I think, the most scathing possible review.
It is.
Another taste tester said, we need to bring back natural selection. These people should not be allowed to work. So apparently it's really super disgusting. But you be the judge, because you can walk into a grocery store as soon as you get finished listening to this and buy you a package of Sour Patch Kids Oreos. What do you think? You willing to at least try it?
I don't like that taste to begin with.
Sour stuff, but I think the thought of that in a cookie. But if any of y'all try it, we'd love to hear from you. You can shoot us a talk back on our free app or give us a call at 844-52-SHERI. This is Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Everyone Needs a Laugh is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com.
It's time for Everyone Needs a Laugh. Here is comedian Kathy Ferris.
I've had a lifelong struggle with being interesting, so I joined a book group. Book groups are great. You meet new people, pretend to read a book, and you get tons of free cheese. Listen, I tried therapy, and I got better results from just a couple of sessions of laser tag. Ever play laser tag? I have never felt that free. I mean, sure, I ruined a 9-year-old's birthday party. I wrecked it. But I also worked through some pretty big intimacy issues. And I made the leaderboard like 3 times. That kid was not good. It was not Kevy's special day, I'll tell you that. That's not to say that I don't believe in therapy. I think it works for some people. What I did get from therapy, though, is self-care. I believe in self-care. Do you believe? Yeah, people take care of themselves. Okay. That's great for you. And I'm not even going to ask the audience, because every time I ask the audience, what do you do for self-care? It's always the same. We work out. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, although I have tried Zumba, but I was asked to leave because I refused to use my arms. You're getting my arms or my legs, but you're not getting both, Paula. Which stinks because I love to dance. I'm actually a pretty good dancer. Many people say that I have the heart of a dancer, but the body of somebody who knits. But I do dance a lot. I love to dance in my car. I'm a car dancer. Which is way more challenging than Zumba when all you listen to is true crime podcasts and NPR. You try finding the beat to Terry Gross while merging on the highway. It's not easy. But my version of self-care is I like to wake up late and then I take in a couple of games of laser tag. I don't know where my Boston accent just came from this, you guys. Watch out. Getting a little tired here. Maybe I'll do, you know, I'm going to do a whole thing like this. This is how self-care day is going to go. I wake up late, taking a couple of games of laser tag. I go for a walk around a CVS wearing my bracelet of keys, just misinforming people about skincare products. Yeah. They say there's like this zen for meditation. Please. The high you get from talking a 37-year-old landscaper into neck cream, exhilarating. Then I like to go home and spend some time in my garden. I'm playing this whole thing out. Garden. Well, it's my neighbor's garden, but she doesn't have a fence, so nobody on Facebook knows the difference. Then I spend the rest of the day just binge-watching inspirational television. My favorite, Hoarders. How great is Hoarders? How great is it that there's a documentary out there about people who keep everything except a trash bag and a mop? I mean, what a mood lifter, right? Doesn't matter how bad I feel about myself, I watch that show, and by the second commercial break, I'm thinking, you're okay, Kev. You may not mop either, but you're Swiffer. I do Swiffer. I love the Swiffer. It's just this overpriced stick with a bunch of wet naps that come in a variety of fake smells, like mountain mist. Mountain mist. I mean, who verified that, right? Who climbed that mountain when it was about to rain? Not people who Swiffer.
That is Kathy Ferris. We'll post her set up at BOBANDSHERI.com. This is Bob and Sherry.
Use the Talk Back feature.
Talk Back feature
on the free Bob and Sherry app and leave us a message.
It's National Teacher Appreciation Week, and we want you to tell us about a teacher who deserves some time away from their hectic schedule. We're giving teachers a vacation to Margaritaville Beach Resort in Fort Myers Beach, Florida. And you can nominate a teacher to win this trip from Visit Florida at BobandSherry.com.
You know how when you're on Facebook or Instagram or wherever, and you see the pictures of that people have posted of themselves, like at a beach, and I'm guilty of it too. If we're out in a boat and I'm driving the boat, I'll say, hey, Mary, get a shot of me driving the boat. You know, people are always putting, you know, the best foot forward. If they're in a glamorous situation, they're at a restaurant with all of their friends, everybody's got their arms around everybody and holding beers up, whatever it is. Generally, it's on vacations, right? People want to be perceived as really being fun and up and sexy. I saw a post the other day. It was a man and a woman. Obviously, they've been married a long time. They look like they're in their mid to late 50s. He's got on kind of a generic beige button-down collar shirt, and she's got on kind of a nondescript dress. And the both of them are looking at the camera, not with a big smile, not with a frown, just sort of in between. And the background is, I don't even know what it is. It's generic. And the post was, we clean up pretty good, which, you know, is an expression that I've heard for years. Like if I would wear a suit to work, there'd always be somebody saying, hey, you clean up pretty good. Or you got a funeral you're going to, because nobody in radio dresses up. So that phrase has been around. I just thought to myself, what's going on with this couple? That's their post. We clean up pretty good. And I just liked them immediately. I just like them.
Some people are just not into the whole, you know, they only get dressed up every handful of years to go to a wedding or something.
Yeah.
They live a different life. They're real casual. They're not pretentious. They're not looking to impress anybody. And so it's a rare thing when they get all dressed up. And everyone who knows them probably knows that. And that's why that post right there, don't you think?
Yeah. I just thought these are people that are not trying to be something other than what they are. I mean, they were nice looking people, you know, they'd put on a few pounds and the clothing was not, you know, really exciting, but they looked pretty good in that shot. I'm thinking the woman posted it. She probably said, you know, we still look okay. And this is the picture I'm going to post. I just love that. And when I read this article about what age do people have to be at where they stop worrying about what people think of them? What age do you think it is?
Oh, it's probably way older than it should be. 52.
You know, you're not that far off. It's 46 where people just say, you know, I am what I am, and that's all that I am, and I'm fine with that. I'm not going to worry about bumping into somebody I haven't seen since high school, you know, because I'm not dressed right.
How sad that it takes that long
I know.
To
46.
Let that go. That's 46. Crazy. That's
you know
crazy.
What I think? You know what I think does it more than anything else? It's what we're wearing. That's where you say, for better or worse, I just don't care. Now, I think there is a difference between I just don't care and I am what I am. But I think it's the clothing that gives it away. If you're a guy and you're wearing baggy jeans to go out, that says I don't really care. Because, yeah, they're coming back a little bit because tight jeans are going out. But I see the baggy jeans from the last time baggy jeans were popular. And that was probably in the 1980s.
What if it's not, I don't care? Because I don't care is very different from, I like what I like. This is what works for me. I'm not chasing trends.
I agree. I don't care is when you go out publicly and you've got a camo shirt on and a pair of pants that have a design. So, I mean, you just, it makes absolutely no sense. It's getting that sweet spot.
I think that people should be allowed to wear what they like. Not everybody has to be like some TikTok trendsetter.
I agree. Like,
all, you know what that is? All that, when people try to shame you into chasing trends, they're doing the dirty work of fast fashion and capitalism. They want you to spend a ton of money on stuff that's cheaply made and won't last and will end up in a landfill. So I think it's a radical act to say, you know what? This is what I like. And this is what I'm wearing. And you do you. Instead of looking at somebody and going, well, she doesn't care anymore, or he doesn't care anymore. I mean, unless you've got like last night's sloppy Joes spilled on your shirt. I don't think it's that you don't care. You don't care about trends, maybe. It's Bob and Sherry.
She's done it again. Sherry Lynch named one of the most influential women in radio. It's Bob and Sherry. Sherry.
It is time now for Bob and Sherry's small plates. And with our first plate, let's hear just a little bit of Cher. Can we hear a little bit of Cher? I think that's my favorite Cher song. That was a great one right there. She is opening up about her life. And she told somebody in an interview the other day, she once turned down a date with Elvis Presley because of his reputation. She said, I just knew that he, you know, had been around a lot. And I guess she was pretty young. I mean, she left home at 16. And a few years later, you know, started to hit it. And Elvis was interested in dating her. And she said she couldn't do it. She said that people are always asking me, why do I date younger men than me? And she said the answer is because men of my age or older are all dead, which was to the point. And she said that a lot of times men would not approach her because she's Cher. They were terrified to come up because she's such an icon. She has a power about her. And she said, I would like to have had other men approach me for a possible date, but a lot of guys just wouldn't do it. And so she's been dating younger men. The guy that she's dating now, his name is Alexander Edwards. That's her permanent boyfriend right now. And there's a 40-year age difference between Cher and the boyfriend.
And he probably still can't keep up.
He probably still, you know, I think you're exactly right. He probably still can't keep up. So there's a debate online right now about who can celebrate Mother's Day. There's a Mother's Day war raging on social media. Younger moms are saying that grandmothers should not be honored on the holiday because they're not active moms. The grandmas beg to differ.
Oh, sit down.
I know.
Sit down.
The grandmas are saying once you're a mother, you're a mother for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And I agree with them, don't you?
I think that everyone who steps into that role gets to be celebrated. And if you are so insecure and petty that you think that somebody else getting a nod on Mother's Day somehow takes the shine off of you, come here a little closer and let me slap your whole face. Like, what is wrong with you?
People just want to argue. They just want to get in fights. It's just the worst thing ever. Our next plate is regarding one of my favorite comedic actors of all time on TV, Ty Burrell, who, of course, played the dad, the goofy dad on Modern Family. And he is teaming up with Bryan Cranston, and they're going to be pushing a new series. Bryan is producing, and Ty Burrell is going to be the star. And the new series is called Tightrope, and it's based on a 1959 detective movie that was out. So I think I'm going to watch that. Is there anybody who has ever played a goofier guy on TV than Ty Burrell? Nobody's done it better. When he would call his wife M'lady, I mean, it would just crack me up. He looks cool. He's trying to be cool, But he just comes across as such a dip.
Great.
A lovable great. Dip. So anyway, great. they're gonna bring back Tightrope. So there it is. Right now. Small Plates with Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry books, swag, and the mother of all mothers merch. Just hit shop at bobandsherry.com.
Ashley Madison, the website, it promotes itself as a dating site that helps people cheat on their partners. Really class act. Really class act. But newly released consumer complaints have been filed with the FTC. And honestly, you know, anybody that's cheating needs to stop and think about this, because there's all kinds of extortion attempts going on. Some people filed a Freedom of Information Act, and they got all these complaints. And the FTC released 200 complaints, most involving extortionists who trick users into giving them naked photos or having a video chat. Then the extortionist turns around and demands money, telling the victim that if they refuse, they will be exposed to friends and family and employers.
Wow.
This one guy says, they took a screenshot of a recording of my face and my junk, and they started demanding I pay her or she would upload the video to ruin my life. This was in Texas. Another one said, you know, I was asked to send $1,000 to start with, and then $2,000, and it just keeps escalating. And once they get you, they've got you. So yeah. One guy said, a lady messaged me and told me she found out my wife's name, Facebook, or home address, and she needs $2,000 or she was going to send all the information from the profile to my wife. And, you know, one guy says, after I paid them, they asked for more money. Really?
Yep.
Did you not know how that works? And he goes, yep. I have a feeling this isn't going to stop, and I don't know what to do. Well, first off, I'm sorry. This is what happens. This is absolutely.
This is.
How did you not know this? As soon as you give somebody something they can use, you don't know these people. So this has been, this should hurt their site. I don't know if it will or not, but.
I don't know how that site is still up. I mean, it got hacked. Most people knew that news story. Obviously, these morons did not. But is it not the easiest conception in the world to figure out there are guys going on there cheating on their wives? And if I pretend that I'm a girl that's interested in cheating, and I'm going to need to see pictures and all, then I can now blackmail? Anybody could do that.
Well, here's what I say. Sorry, not sorry.
Not
this
sorry.
This is Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
Leave us a talkback with the free Bob and Sherry app.
All right, it's talkback time. You can call the show toll free at 844-52-SHERI. I cannot believe I just said toll free. That is years of radio habit. I don't think it costs anything to call anybody anymore, unless maybe you're calling Kazakhstan at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 844-52-SHERI, or you can just tap the microphone bottom center screen of our free app, and the app will do the rest. Now, this is a story. But you absolutely have to wait for the ending.
Because you're not going to believe it.
Hi, this is Heather from Knoxville chiming in. You guys were talking about the cicada killer wasps.
Yeah.
And I have got a story about one. I was in high school, taking a shower in my room, you know, just as you do. And all of a sudden, I heard this buzzing. And like, you know, like when a hummingbird goes by, it's really, really loud, but then it just goes by and it's gone. But it's really loud. Well, so I was hearing this buzzing that sounded like a hummingbird. And I'm like, what is this noise? And I look up, and at the top of my ceiling, above the mirror, there is this enormous wasp just bumping along up there. And I start freaking out because, like, this is the biggest wasp I've ever seen in my life. And I'm naked because, you know, I'm showering. So that's terrifying. So then I'm, like, plotting, like, okay, how am I going to get out of the bathroom? Is it going to chase me? Like, I don't know anything about this. This is terrifying. But then I'm, like, trying to reason with myself and get myself calmed down. So I'm, like, you know, okay, I'm a person. I am in the shower. It doesn't know I'm here because, you know, the water's loud and it certainly can't smell me, I guess, because I'm showering. I don't even know if bees or wasps or anything smell necessarily. So anyway, I finished my shower quite promptly and wrapped myself in a towel and got out of there. Locked. Okay, so I didn't quite get finished with my wasp story.
Get out of the shower.
Quick. So anyway, so I got out of my shower, locked the door behind me, and went downstairs and told my mom, like, there's this giant wasp upstairs in my room. And I'm like, I'm hoping it goes away and I don't have to deal with it. And thankfully, when I went back upstairs and checked, it was gone. It found its way out. I was like, how the heck did something that enormous get into my bathroom? Well, so my window, somehow the top panel had slid down and there was like 2 or 3 inches it had slid down. So it just flew right in there. But yep, figured I would share that story. And also, side note on those, the outhouses, my mom used to tell me all of this about how her and her brother and her dad would all sit in the outhouse together. So apparently it was a thing for them to go out together, I guess. This is when she was really little, but apparently that was a thing. But
I'd rather have the wasp
every day.
Oh yes.
Love all of you. And I hope you guys are having a fabulous day.
Oh, we are now.
I'll definitely be listening again tomorrow.
Too much thinking in the shower. Bye. Too much thinking in the shower. Is it the big wasp? Is it actually a wasp? What should I do? Will it bite? Get the hell out of the shower.
How many holes are in this outhouse that the whole family's sitting in the outhouse?
Hey, let me go ahead and say something. Yeah. If they got a three holer, from experience, these people got money. These people got money.
they're fancy. Money.
Yeah, you ain't got to listen. We never knew anybody that had three holes. Never. Really? No.
I know without having to ask Lamar and Bob and Max and Doc that if you were given the choice by a weapon-wielding maniac to sit all four of you side by side in the outhouse, or be naked in the shower with the giant killer cicada wasp, I don't even have to guess what the answer would be.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You can get over those stings. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's he can't get you but one good time. Oh, no. There's no way.
Meanwhile, Doc's like, you don't pay me enough to do this job, much less go into the outhouse with them. No. No. But you know, Bob, if y'all four were sitting side by side in the outhouse, you know Bob does not like an awkward silence. He would entertain you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling awkward silences would not be an issue.
It's Bob and Sherry.
She's done it again. Sherry Lynch named one of the most influential women in radio. It's Bob and Sherry. Sherry.
In honor of Mother's Day, tell us about your mom at bobandsherry.com. We're going to load up 10 winners with a Mother's Day prize pack. Win a necklace from Landon Lacey Jewelry, a custom Mother's Day pillow from Check Feather and Down, and a limited edition Mother of All Mothers merch from bobandsherry.com.
What you grow up with in your family just seems normal to you. And we had a caller, Heather, with us a few minutes ago, and she was telling a story about a killer cicada-killing wasp. Giant thing in the shower with her. And then she ended her chat by saying that when she was a kid, her siblings, brothers and sisters, would all go out to the outhouse together. They had a three-holer. Lamar pointed out they must have had some money. They had a three-holer outhouse, And her siblings would all go together and do their business together and kind of sit and hang out.
I'll play it.
And also, side note on those, the outhouses, my mom used to tell me all of this about how her and her brother and her dad would all sit in the outhouse together. So apparently it was a thing for them to go all out together, I guess. This is when she was really little, but apparently that was a thing. But anyway.
The only thing that I can think is...
we're moving really close to having an outhouse website. You know, we're really... Or a podcast, an outhouse podcast on the Bob and Sherry Show.
The only thing that I can think is if they were like toddlers or little and he took them out to the outhouse. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This sounded like they were all sitting around and going, hey, what are you doing? Come on, let's all go out to the outhouse together and hang out.
I don't see Madison and Hampton doing that at all. They were barely talking to each other, let alone that. Wow.
But you know what? It's because what you grow up with is what's normal to
normal.
You. Normal. Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, don't you think? Like in my family growing up, it was totally common. This was before we moved out west and, you know, didn't have family. We would go to one of the grandparents' house for Sunday dinner, and all the kids would be given like a little cup of wine diluted with 7-Up or Sprite. You tell some people that and they report you.
Yeah, it's true.
And I hate saying they're wrong to do so, but like that was just really normal. I mean, think about what was normal in your family, right? Lamar.
I don't have anything as colorful as Lamar will have, but once my dad lost his money, people were not allowed into our house. My brother used to call it the Berlin Wall. People were not, including my friends, were not allowed into the house. And he never really, you know, called us together and said that. But you just knew that people could not be invited into our house because of his embarrassment.
When we did move out west, my parents like smoked cigarettes, which was, you know, not a thing for devout LDS families, and drank alcohol. And I mean, it was, I felt like, oh my gosh, I have to hide these outlaws from my school friends. How about you, Lamar?
Well, when I was a kid, I mean, I was a small kid, you know, we lived in a single wide trailer, and my mom, if she was in the bathroom, that she never closed the door. And if she wanted to talk to me or I wanted to ask her a question, I would go in there and she's right there, you know, sitting on the toilet or, you know, whatever. and I'm not thinking anything about that. But, once I got up to a certain point, you know, like I said, I've told y'all, when I went to school, there was in our elementary school all the way up through high school, all the toilets just set out. There were like 7 of them in a row. You didn't have like, you know, any kind of stall or anything.
It was like first time like military style.
Yeah. The first time I saw that, I decided I will not be going to the bathroom. I would not at all during the day. So I'd go to the bathroom before I left the house. And when I got off the bus, I was running to the house, but I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing that. I've never done that.
That was when Lamar decided to cut back on fiber for the rest of his life.
I'm just saying. And I got friends. Now, we have friends. We have close friends. I don't name them, but we got close friends. And they don't think nothing about being in the – somebody's in the shower, somebody's on the toilet, somebody's brushing their teeth, all in the same room. And I'm like, whoa, 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 what are you people doing? And they say, well, that's togetherness. No, no, it's not. Mm-mm. I don't want that much. I don't want that much. Don't want that much togetherness. No, not doing it. Not doing it. I'm still amazed at the three-hole outhouse, though. I got to tell you, man, that's
still
luxury
amazed
living
that
right
we're
there.
Still alive after living in homes that had that much cigarette smoke. I'm still amazed at that.
Hey, Lamar, that's at least 3. There may have been more for all we know.
Well, no. Now we're bragging. Now they're bragging.
Now it's a party.
Bob would really, he'd rather live in the woods with bears. I'm just telling you right now, than any of what we've just described. It's Bob and Sherry.
Can you believe this? It's sponsored by Easy Cater. Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work.
We read it once.
I don't believe that.
And
then you read it again.
I can't believe this.
It's Bob and Sherry's.
I don't believe this. I cannot believe this.
If I told you that you might have a $1 bill in your pocket right now that's worth $150,000, you would think, what scam is this? But it's not a scam at all. It's real. So when you get a minute, if you've got some ones, get them out and check them, because here's what happened. Back in 2014 and 2016, the Fed printed off more than 6 million $1 bills with a printing error, and they accidentally went into circulation. Only 9 have been found, which means that there's a whole lot more out there somewhere. And collectors, people who collect currency, are on the hunt for these rare dollar bills. And if you have one in good condition that has this very specific error, a collector would pay you up to $150,000 for that $1 bill. Because it's really, really rare that the Fed makes a mistake like this and lets the mistake go into circulation. They do make mistakes, but they usually catch them before they get out there. Mm-hmm. And so typically every single bill in circulation has to have a unique serial number to identify it. But in 2014 and 2016, the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing had a little misunderstanding with the Fed. And that meant that they created 6.4 million pairs of $1 bills in 2014 and 2016 with matching serial numbers. So the first thing you need to do is you need to whip out your ones and see if any of them were printed in 2014 or 2016. So in the last couple of years, people have been finding the error, and because of social media, they've been connecting. One person got $6,000. Another person got $20. Someone's gotten $150. So here's what you need to look for. Let's get those $1 bills out. The photograph of George Washington, there's a series date. So the first thing you have to have is it must read series 2013. And then above the serial number on the bill, it has to have a B, Federal Reserve serial. And that serial number has to end with a star. So somewhere between B00001, B, and I'm going to post all of this on Facebook so that you can compare your money to it. And if you have these bills, the next step is to find the other bill with the matching serial number, because they sell for the most money in pairs. So if you find that you have one of these bills after you check our Facebook, go online. There are websites that are devoted to helping people match these bills. There are people who are collecting the data so you can see what's out there already. And if someone has reported that number, you can match up with them, and they may be willing to pay you a big old pile of money to get the other half of that mistaken dollar bill, because it's worth so much more than a dollar. And doesn't that sound pretty awesome right now, when a dollar cannot even buy you like some candy? Imagine finding that in your wallet.
Here's the problem. Since COVID, nobody has dollar bills anymore. Nobody uses cash. So if you're going through your wallet, there may be almost nothing there. Everybody's using credit cards now. I thought I was the last of the Mohegans there using cash, and even I've given up on it to the most part.
Sherry, as the former janitor of the warehouse for the Bureau of Printing and Engraving, yes, I really was the janitor. All I could think was, you could come up with a scam where you invent this to happen with other employees there so you could get rich.
This would be a really good movie.
Yeah.
This would be such a good movie. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, it is. So Max, you know, cause you work there.
Yes.
It's very rare for mistakes to go into circulation. That's why coins that have a mistake on them are worth a fortune.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And the name
right.
of the movie is Mystery at the Mint.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
I know the mystery was how I got bonded to be able to become the janitor for the warehouse for printing and engraving.
I just think this is, like, imagine, I mean, there are almost 6.5 million messed up pairs of bills in circulation. Somebody's got them in their pocket, in their cash register, in their kid's piggy bank, wherever, right? Somebody's got them in a G-string. Okay, like somebody's got this
That's
money.
That's all I've been thinking.
Yeah, so I'm going to post this up on the Bob and Sherry Facebook. Happy hunting. I hope somebody gets rich. It's Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry are teaming up with Visit Florida this school year to salute teachers for all the hard work they do by giving them a chance to win a well-deserved relaxing vacation to Margaritaville Beach Resort, Fort Myers Beach. Situated on the Gulf of Mexico, this laid-back retreat is the perfect place for our teachers to find the coolest shells in the sand, sip frozen concoctions, indulge in local fare, and revel in spectacular sunsets. Plus, each teacher and their guest will receive exclusive access to the Fins Up Beach Club to enjoy the action-packed aquatic playground or chill out to the sound of great music on the Sunset Terrace. If you want to nominate a special teacher or even yourself to win this awesome vacation, log on to bobandsherry.com and hit the contest tab. Nominated teachers could win weekly prizes and qualify for the monthly grand prize, a spot to travel with us this summer on our trip for teachers to Florida. Teachers, we salute you with our trip for teachers to Florida from Visit Florida and Bob and Sherry. Contest rules apply.
Bob and Sherry books, swag, and the mother of all mothers merch. Just hit shop at bobandsherry.com.
Well, very good news there, folks. KFC is getting into the fragrance business. That's right. KFC is dropping a barbecue perfume. The fast food restaurant came out with a charcoal and smoked wood scented perfume. In a statement, KFC says, "We've all been there. That unmistakable aroma of barbecue drifting through the air, tantalizing our senses and leaving us craving the taste of smoky goodness. But what if you could capture that irresistible scent in a bottle?" The original recipe perfume is called Number 11 Eau de Barbecue, and it comes in a designer-worthy bottle. The bad news is, it's already sold out. Why does the rest of the world hate us when we can create something like this?
Something so nice.
Yeah. So you could try to get the next run they do with the barbecue perfume, or you could just cut to the chase and go over to Lamar's RV on a Saturday night and just stand around for a while.
I love that smell. I do love that smell.
Mm. There is something
I think
about
that would make a nice cologne. Like, I could totally see a man having, like, that smoky, sweet barbecue smell. Yeah.
Better than sandalwood. It'd be better than sandalwood.
Yeah.
I think it would.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, there is something about, there's certain foods when they're cooking. As soon as you smell it, you just feel, it's so great to be alive. Jimmy Buffett once said, it was a combination of, and don't judge me, combination of boiling shrimp and weed at one of his concerts. He said, when that hits the stage, the entire band is happy.
Who's arguing that? Like,
fewer and fewer people. I think pizza, a really good pizza smell when you're walking by a true pizzeria, that's another very appealing smell. It just makes you happy. So anyway, KFC, keep your eyes open if you want to get the Number 11 OD barbecue perfume. It's Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
It's Bob and Sherry, the podcast.
I made a pledge to myself to just not piss away money anymore. That, you know, if it's over $20, really look hard at it. And I said to myself, you know how many times you do that and it was a stupid choice and then you're out, you know, several hundred dollars. You're going to stop doing that. You know what? Life kicks my butt.
And I can't get to that point because something always happens. Here's the first thing that happened. Finn got sick. He got sick in the house. He never goes in the house in 11 years, but his stomach was really sick. And I took him to the veterinarian, and they gave me two or three different medicines to calm his stomach, and then charged me $538 for the visit. Now, he was there where they observed him for a couple of hours, so it wasn't like we were in and out, but still, it was $538. And Mary said, I wish you hadn't done that. I fed him this piece of dark meat with his dog food, and I've noticed that that makes him sick. I said, I wish I had known that. That would have been really nice because I'm out $538. And then a couple of days later, I get a letter from my new mortgage company. I wish they would stop selling my mortgages. I don't have a big mortgage on the house that we're on, but it's still there. And the house has not been completely paid off. I have a company sell my mortgage about once every 2 years. And it's really a pain. At the same time they sold my mortgage, I decided to change insurance companies because I wasn't getting very good service. So to make a long story a little shorter, there was one day that I didn't have flood insurance. One day. I have to have it living in this house because I'm in a flood zone. There was one day when the insurance was changing over, and the new mortgage company billed me $632 for the one day and sent me a letter saying, we bought the insurance for you because you did not have it for this day. We bought it for you. Please make sure that in the future that you...
$632 for one day.
For one day. Now, it wouldn't have been every day that much, but to have it initiated, to be covered, it was $630 some odd for that one day. So now I have to call the insurance company, which I did. And they said, yeah, the guy that had your insurance before that, he dropped it before we picked it up. So you weren't covered for that one day. Oh, well. So now I've got to call the mortgage company and I've got to say, listen, this is ridiculous. This is one day. And by the way, there's no flood in my house. Everything's fine over here. One day you're going to rip me off. And you know what? You know what they're going to do. They're going to say, we have our protocols. We have our procedures.
Yeah, you're not going to win this. Think of how the people in Florida feel.
Right.
Think of how the people in Florida feel. People in Florida wake up to the news that they don't have any insurance at all.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just gone. Who was I talking to yesterday? Like, you can't, when people lecture kids, you know, by kids, I mean, like, you know, kids in their 20s that are just starting to get established. You know, when I was your age, I had my own place and my own car and I was already saving for retirement. Thanks, Ken. When you were his age, your rent was about $350 a month. A car didn't cost, like a cheap entry level car didn't cost about $28,000 to $38,000. And, you know, like a bag of popcorn wasn't $8. So this idea that things are not worse, things are worse. The fact that they could charge you $632 for one day. And by the way, Bob cannot see the ocean, the lake, or even a big puddle from his house, right? It's not like you're right there on the coast. It just makes me crazy, y'all. And I know everybody's like, oh, shut up. Believe me, I would love nothing better than to shut up. It just makes me crazy to see how we're all just getting ground into dust. No, you can't. They don't care.
You cannot reason with them at all because they've got their rules and everything. But that's what I'm going to be doing in the afternoon.
So, oh, yeah.
I'm going to try it again, not to throw away money. It's Bob and Sherry.
At the Bob and Sherry Show, we want to celebrate your mom this Mother's Day because she's more than a mom. Just go to the contest tab at bobandsherry.com and tell us about her. Include a picture of you and your mom. Four lucky winners will be chosen to receive a prize pack with jewelry from Landon Lacey Jewelry at LandonLacey.com and a mom-themed pillow from Check Feather and Down. Celebrate your mom.
Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day. Here's a with Bob and Sherry.
Leave us a talkback with the free Bob and Sherry app.
Enter our Caterday contest at bobandsherry.com to win a hide-and-scratch cat scratcher box for your kitty cat to spend their days lounging around in. It is the perfect cat scratcher box at hideandscratch.com. Today is May 6th, which was, I married my children's father on May 6th. So if we had stayed married, I would be a widow now for, oh God, any number of years, because I would have killed him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about
it. Might have gone tender there for a moment.
No, I knew where that was going.
I'd have killed him.
I knew where that was going.
I thought, you know.
If I had to hear, because I married him in the year 2000, so that means I would have had 24 years of, well, maybe I wish that you look different. Maybe I don't want you to wear me. If I had to hear that for 24 years, I would be calling y'all collect from a corrections institute, okay? Like, there's no way that I would have endured that. All right, so now let me tell you something fun about Frisbees that I learned that is super duper. I bet Max already knows this. If anybody already knows this, it's Max. So the guy who invented the Frisbee, when he passed away, he was cremated, and they turned his ashes into
a frisbee.
Yes.
Did they really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So, Bob, if you go before me, I'm going to turn you into a Mike Flag, and that way I can still make you do the show every day, even when you're gone.
Yeah. It'll say the Bob Lacey that? Show.
You'll finally have the Bob Lacey show. And people say, what happened to Bob? And I'll go, he's just being very quiet today, aren't you, Bobby? And then I'll thump the mic and you'll be with me forever.
You know, Sherry, I want to thank you for saying if I go before you, I really appreciate that because I'm a good deal older than you. I was visiting my children and my children's mother came by to pick up one of my grandchildren. And I hadn't talked to her in a while. And I said, how are you doing? And blah, blah, blah. And she said, you know, I don't know how we got on this situation. We were talking about pieces of art that we bought when we were a couple. There weren't very many, but there were two pieces of art by a guy named Henry Isaac. And we bought them at his studio in Maine, on an island in Maine. And she got one of them and I got one of them when we divorced. And she said, you know, I would love to be able to inherit that other Henry Isaac painting.
Wait. Your ex-wife once is discussing what more of your stuff she's going to get after you die?
Just this one thing.
Wait, I just got it. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I understood. You know I love her. But you, I just... If my ex-husband called me and said, hey, I'd like to have that painting if you go, I can't even, how, well, he would never be able to get to the phone because no one with balls that big can get off the couch. Like, oh my God, I can't.
We were talking, I probably brought up Maine and, you know, she used to complain about going with me there. But of course, as soon as we're split up, that's the only place she wants to go now. So she's saying, let me set it up again. She's saying, you know, after you go, could I have that other, so I'd have the two Henry Isaacs. And I went, sure. Same thing with you. And she did not expect that. She did not expect that. I think I was 8 years older than her. The look on her face when I said, same thing with you.
Did she agree?
That had never entered her mind for a second that I might outlive her. Isn't that interesting? Now, 8 years is a considerable amount of time, but you know, there's awful things that happen in life. Yeah.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Life is unpredictable. Yeah.
It is unpredictable, right?
Yeah. I mean, for the longest time, I was going to have you taxidermied. But right. I know that you were uncomfortable with that you really didn't want to be taxidermy. That's not a Bob sort of
thing. I'm so uptight.
Remember
to not embrace that. Yeah.
You can freeze him. You can freeze him, though. Remember?
He didn't want to be stuffed.
Now it's freezing. You don't stuff. You just freeze him.
He didn't want to be stuffed. But now I've been inspired by the Frisbee dude to turn you into my Mike Flag. And
that's awesome.
Bob, I cannot believe. I'm going to have to go lie down in a dark room. I cannot believe.
It was worth it to turn it around to see the expression because it never entered her mind.
I have to say, being you is a 24/7 job.
Yeah. What do you think I've been telling you all these years? You think I make this stuff up?
No wonder you're so hungry all the time. It's exhausting. It's Bob and Sherry.
Now, let's open up the Bob and Sherry Archive Vault.
Well, our SUV rolled into a pool last night and is totaled. It's gone. And today we're going to be scrambling to get another vehicle to go to Bangor. So far, what we've come up with, because, you know, Hudson is a wonderful town. It's a great town, but it's a small town. It's going to be Jerry driving me on a motorcycle with a sidecar. So far, we've got that going. And speaking of Hudson, New York, do come up here. It's a beautiful part of America, the Hudson Valley. And it's
very, famous, very welcoming.
Very welcoming. And it's very forgiving. And it is famous for Rip Van Winkle, the legend. As a matter of fact, last night, Jerry went back and forth over the Rip Van Winkle Bridge 7 times. The toll taker thought he was dealing, I think, after a while.
Can I tell you, our promotions person, Rachel, is in the woods right now looking for the little magical people to put her to sleep for 100 years.
That's where I was going. That's the legend of Rip Van Winkle. God. That's exactly right. All right. So everybody's been talking about this. It's blown up on Facebook because the picture is just so ridiculous.
I was only allowed to post one, and I put it on the Bob and Sherry Facebook. Right now, it's the only place you can see the car in the swimming pool. Can we say hi to Andrew at 888-BOB-SHERI? Hey, Andrew.
Hi. Before I say anything, I actually, you guys, like, I'm your biggest fan. I listen to you pretty much every morning. And this morning, as I was playing the house, I happened to hear the story. And I have a question. Like, what was the setup for it actually going into the pool?
Well,
Evil elves.
I can tell you what I know. I didn't actually see it happen. I saw the aftermath. So we're staying at a campground that is very wooded and hilly, and the people are wonderful. Now, they hate us now, but they were really nice to us yesterday. And the chase, we have an RV, which was docked in the campground, and we have the chase vehicle, which we rent it. And the chase vehicle was parked out in front of the RV. And it was nighttime. It was almost 10 o'clock, if I'm right. And Rachel and I were in the RV talking about today and putting the kids to bed and turning off the lights and everything, when suddenly one of our team members threw the RV door open and yelled something at me. It took 3 passes before the sounds coming out of her mouth began to sound like, "Our car is in the pool." And I stepped out of the RV and turned left. And I saw our chase car, which is covered in Bob and Sherry pictures and our NASCAR Hall of Fame logos and our RV Crazy hashtag, bobbing in the pool like the Titanic. And I almost died from the shock and panic. I haven't slept all night. I am out of my mind, Andrew. How did it get from where it was parked into the swimming pool? Brother, I wish I could tell you.
I can tell you. Wheels.
Yeah, but... And everyone's saying, how did it end up in the pool? Wasn't there a fence? Well, car at the top of the hill, pool at the bottom of the hill. Pool, newly renovated, and surrounded by a chain-link fence. I don't know why the car went through the fence and into the pool as opposed to into a bush or a tree, but that's what it did.
Let me just say that when you see this picture on Facebook, you will say somebody planted that car.
People have asked me, is it Photoshopped?
Is it Photoshopped? Because, you know, you would think it would be halfway in. You would think it would have, you know, maybe a wheel went in. It went in and took, it's like it shows its perfect form.
It's posing in the pool like Miss July.
Exactly.
Now, Jerry, our engineer, arrived on the scene because I'm hysterical. I'm in shock. I can barely. Jerry arrived on the scene. Tell Andrew and everyone what you saw, Jerry, when you came.
But just before you do that, Max, is the Titanic music absolutely necessary?
I'm sorry. Just adding a little production value to it, you know?
Yeah, all right.
when as we came down the mellow path into the nice mellow dark
so cozy
background, cozy, beautiful, quiet, peaceful,
very
campground,
peaceful.
There were 12 fire trucks, 5 rescue squads, a boat they were getting ready to put in the pool for the diver.
Rescue divers, because our car is in the pool.
Yeah, three. We need them for our career.
Three of the local county sheriffs, a wonderful lady from the state as a state trooper, plus two other state troopers, I believe, about 200 spectators, beautiful lighting.
The lighting was amazing, Bob. We looked amazing.
You didn't tell me that.
That's great. We looked good.
From the RV to the pool, the car had to have made a left turn and a right turn.
Yeah. Now
it's a smart car. What can you say? I mean, you know what? Artificial intelligence is real, people.
Again,
it's
the
real.
Only time I've ever seen this has been in Cannonball Run. Maybe there was some TV show where they had a car. It was part of the wackiness.
Max, help me. My mind is blank because I'm in shock and I haven't slept. What is it called when artificial intelligence gets so smart that it outsmarts humans? There's a word for it. It's the something.
How?
It happened last night at Indian Ridge Campground. Yeah. We've arrived at that moment.
Andrew, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for your concern and for being a great listener. We really appreciate it. All right. There he goes. Now, today, we'll be on the road for 6.5 hours. And we are going to be going to the Sea Dog restaurant in Bangor, Maine, overlooking the river. We'll be parking in Canada.
I remember what it's called. It's called the singularity, the moment when artificial intelligence, when computers become smart and sentient and smarter than humans. Ladies and gentlemen, last night at the Indian Ridge Campground, the singularity occurred. The car took a left, the car took a right, the car took a swim, and you can see it on our Facebook.
It's Bob and Sherry. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Good morning.
At the Bob and Sherry Show, we know there are all kinds of different cats. And we would like to see yours. Every day is Catterday. Just submit a pic of your cat at the Catterday dropdown at bobandsherry.com, and you could be one of our weekly winners who get a copy of their photo in a keepsake sleeve, along with a free hide-and-scratch scratcher box. Hide and Scratch combines two things cats love, scratching and boxes. Hide and Scratch keeps the mess of cardboard scratchers in the box and provides a great place for your cats to snuggle up. Check out hideandscratch.com. We want to see every kind of cat. Yeah, including that one.
Good kitty.
From Hide and Scratch and Bob and Sherry.
Sign up for our newsletter. We never spam you.
Never did.
Get Bob and Sherry exclusives. Just go to bobandsherry.com.
I learned something that I thought, there's no way this is true, but this is actually true. So, the person who invented the fire hydrant, which you never really think about, except when you're trying to not park in front of one or there's a fire. The humble fire hydrant was invented by someone, and they received a patent for it. Now, this is a long time ago, before computers and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
The patent for the fire hydrant was destroyed and lost in a fire.
Oh, no.
Hey, Alanis.
Life.
That's ironic. Life.
That is ironic.
What are the odds of that? Okay, and then I learned another thing. Well, I learned two other things. One of them is for you to tell Mary, and I'll give you that one first. Okay. Because squirrels have a really big body surface and very low weight, like a squirrel doesn't weigh anything, but when they stretch out their little arms and legs and tail and everything, a squirrel has a lot of area, which means they have a low terminal velocity, which means a squirrel can fall from almost any height and survive. Like a squirrel could go off a skyscraper and probably survive the
fall.
Really? Tell Mary that.
Right.
Yeah. and she'll be so excited because you're paying attention to something she enjoys. So you'll be able to bring her a little fun fact about something she cares about. And then here's the other thing I learned while I was eating breakfast this morning and that I did not know. When people get a kidney transplant, they leave the old kidneys in there. They just shove them over to the side.
You're kidding me.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
What? Isn't that like the most fascinating thing? So I'll tell you what the details on that are. It's pretty wild. So the kidneys are very, very complicated.
You know, they do a lot of, they have intricate anatomy and they're super important. And when they give you a kidney transplant, the new kidney takes on the role of, you know, like filtering waste and keeping your body fluid regulated and all that. But typically, unless there's some real significant reason, the old kidneys just kind of get shoved over to the side. You know, sort of
right
like...
Right now, there's somebody saying, there's no... I just can't lose weight no matter what happens to me. I just cannot lose weight.
And there's your kidneys. Sort of like I have a cousin who got a flat screen TV and just put it in front of the old, big, bulky cathode ray TV.
Yeah.
On the grounds that the old TV was so big and heavy, like, what are we going to do? That is the same principle. Isn't that interesting? It's Bob and Sherry. Thank you so much for listening to the Bob and Sherry podcast, the Oddcast and Talking Lamar. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review, and maybe share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.